So, I was only really doing these podcasts just because Gary V said to, he said that if you're not on the internet, then it's like, in this day and age, it's like you don't exist if you're not on the internet, on social media, and all that. But I don't really know, like, what's the point, because it kind of... Like, sometimes I'd rather just, like, listen to music than make a podcast on the way home. I mean, it is kind of fun. I just feel like a jackass. Like, I have nothing to say that, like, I don't have a lot of experience. You know? Like, my job, my hobby is bodybuilding, and my job is ramp/warehouse worker. So I guess, I mean, I don't really know like what to talk about, because I just feel like talking about just random shit has value, but I don't know. I just started thinking too much about it. That the classic think too much, not do enough. So maybe I guess I'll talk about work. So the ramp is the part of the airport where the planes are parked and where they speed up and land when they speed up to take off, and where they land. That's what the ramp is, and where they stay parked. That's the ramp. So my shift is day shift, which is when the planes arrive for us. So I have experience with setting up the ramp, which means taking out all this. See, man, I'm just like, I'm listening to myself right now, and this sounds so boring. I don't know. The most exciting thing about the ramp and, like, working on the ramp is either marshalling in the plane, which is you have two wands, you have two bright orange sticks so that the pilots can see you, and you stand and you just wave your arms in a certain way, and then you do certain, like, signs with the wands once the chocks, which is like... Because I'm thinking, like, when I first started working, I didn't know what wands meant, and I didn't know what chocks meant. Wands is just the orange sticks, or orange little, like, lights that you have. For nighttime, it's lights, and for daytime, you could just use, like, these bright orange sticks. And then the chocks are these triangular, just, like, tar, pretty much, that you put in the front and the back of wheels to keep whatever it is, contraption it is, to not roll away. So you marshal it in, and it's pretty cool because it's a big ass plane coming right at you, and you're waving your arms, and then you have to spread your arms all the way apart and then bring them together slowly to indicate, like, how close they are, the pilots are, to the stopping point, which is marked on the ground for you. That's pretty cool. And then the other cool part is doing the loaders. And the loaders are these big machines that you can drive, and that are made for taking cans in and out of the plane. So once the plane is parked and all the cones and chocks and the little ground power unit is plugged into the plane, Then you can drive the loader up to the plane, which is, like, kind of a big deal just because you can't hit the plane. It's a really big deal to not hit the plane because they're super expensive. And not only that, but the loader itself is really dangerous just because of how big it is. You could easily, like, kill somebody running into them, or just anything, like, It has two platforms, and if you like raise the platform, if someone's like reaches their arm or leg or is for some reason under the platform when you lower it, they'll definitely just get crushed. So I don't know. It's kind of a cool thing, just because it's like, it's crazy because I feel like it's something that you should be certified for. I mean, it really is, but at our job, like, you don't have to be certified for anything. You just have to be a hard worker and, like, just be confident enough to actually do it and not, like, lose heart if someone tells you to get off, because it will happen. Just because you have to, like, work your way into it. Not only, like, skill-wise, but, like, you know, just the atmosphere with, like, everyone and all the leads and soups. They need to be approving of you. But it's just funny how, like, I was 18, and I could just, I was 18, and I didn't, you don't have to be certified to forklift, to operate a forklift, or to operate the loaders on the ramp. And it's just, like, it's crazy how there's all these other jobs where you have to have, like, a stupid-ass bachelor's degree and all this dumbass training, but then literally all it takes is just a couple attempts and just like memorizing what everything is, and it's like, you all right, I'm like a master loader or a master forklifter. It's cool in that sense. But anyway, this is just gonna be a short one. I'm already home.